Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast, the show where we give you actionable tips and insights to help improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. I'm your host, Crawford Ifland, and this week we're going to be talking about the four patient satisfaction survey questions that you need to be asking. Let's dive in. Patient satisfaction surveys are important for private practices to understand how patients feel and to get an idea for what needs to be improved at a practice. And yet, nearly 3 out of 5 patients say that their providers have never asked for their feedback. Every practice does patient satisfaction surveys. Well, for those practices who do patient satisfaction surveys, everyone does them a little bit differently. Some choose to use software, while others take a more manual approach. Either way, one problem remains. Too many questions in that satisfaction survey are really boring, and they don't actually tell you anything about the health of your practice. So, if you want to improve the quality of your patient experience, here are the 4 most valuable patient satisfaction survey questions that you need to be asking every patient. Number 1, how did you find us? The first question you should ask every patient is this: how did you find us? Now, I know this isn't a satisfaction question per se, but it's still incredibly valuable. Every practice makes assumptions about their marketing and patient acquisition efforts, but asking patients how they heard about you reveals how your marketing is really working. Have you assumed that SEO will drive a bunch of traffic, only to find out that most patients actually clicked on an ad? Do you think your word of mouth game is really strong, but most patients are actually doing a quick Google search? Asking this question helps you test your assumptions and hypotheses about your marketing. It lets you know which channels are performing well, which ones might be underperforming, and how patients really respond to your marketing messages and advertising campaigns. Question number 2. If you saw an old friend today and they needed, fill in whatever service you're offering, would you recommend that they come see us? This question is powerful because it shows if patients are really willing to stake their reputation on a referral. Now, when a referral is back of mind for a patient, if you never explicitly ask them to refer someone, sure, they might refer someone if they think about it, but chances are they won't. But when you present them with a detailed real-life scenario, it becomes much more concrete. By doing this, by actually asking, you go from maybe they will, maybe they won't, to a much more powerful scenario in which they commit to helping a friend because they had such a good experience at your practice. By getting them to name it, they're much more likely to actually do it. Making this scenario concrete in a patient's mind is a powerful way to gauge whether or not they really had a great experience. And plus, if they do run into a friend, they'll be that much more primed to actually have that conversation, which could lead to a new referral for you. Question number 3. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely would you be to refer us? Now, this is another variant of the last question we looked at, but if you have enough patient volume, it can help your practice immensely. This scale of 1 to 10 is called the Net Promoter Score, and it helps assess just how likely a patient is to refer someone else. It's not just asking, would you refer someone to us? Instead, it's asking, how likely are you to refer someone to us? Put a number on it. Any patient that gives an 8 or above can be considered a brand evangelist. They had a terrific experience, and they're very likely to tell their friends or family about that experience. Any patient that gives between, say, a 5 and a 7 on the scale is neutral. They didn't have a bad experience per se, but you might need to do a little bit more digging to see how their experience at your practice could have been even better. There's a really great opportunity here. With a little coaxing, these patients might turn from neutral to a brand evangelist. There are still opportunities to make their experience better. Just don't give up. And if a patient gives you a 5 or below, they're called a detractor. You'll need to follow up and get these patients' feedback. Even though they gave you a bad score and probably aren't happy, there are valuable insights that you can glean from asking a few more questions. Rather than seeing those patients as negative Nancys, you should see them as a valuable source of information. They can give you more information than a satisfied patient ever could. They'll let you know what really didn't work well at your practice, and perhaps more importantly, why it didn't work well, why it left them wanting more. These patients are incredibly valuable sources of data, data that you can use to improve your practice and the experiences of future patients, so you'll want to be sure that you ask that question. And finally, question number 4. How well do you feel that the doctor listened to you? Studies have shown that most medical malpractice lawsuits stem not just from a bad outcome alone. No, most malpractice lawsuits are a combination of an adverse outcome combined with a patient who feels that the physician didn't take time to listen, understand their concerns, or communicate effectively. When you ask patients the question of how well they feel that they were listened to, you're not just trying to prevent a lawsuit. You really want to know how patients feel that they were listened to and communicated with. Now, the physician might be the medical expert, but they also need to be an expert communicator as well. Communication is a vital piece of patient experience. Think about it. Every patient wants to receive compassionate, empathetic care. So ensuring that patients actually feel heard is a great first step to increasing patient satisfaction. According to PatientPop, the number one patient demand in 2020 is to have a provider that's a good listener. When you take steps to ensure that patients are understood and heard, it'll go a long way. Now, these certainly aren't the only patient satisfaction questions you should ask, but they can provide valuable data and insights that patients might not have given you otherwise. By asking patients for their honest feedback, even and especially when it's not what you want to hear, you can get a feel for not only quality of care, but for the effectiveness of your marketing and your patient experience as a whole. By asking patients for their honest feedback, even and especially when it's not what you wanted to hear, you can get a feel not only for the quality of care at your practice, but for the effectiveness of your marketing and your patient experience as a whole. These valuable insights will help you improve patient experience and attract new These valuable insights will help you improve your patient experience and attract new patients to your practice for years to come. Well, that's all for this week's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Medical Marketing Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. And if you like the show, let us know by writing a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll have a link in the show notes. Next week, we'll have a very special conversation with Stephanie Bradley, the marketing manager at Kugler Vision in Omaha, Nebraska. We'll explore the practice's unique Blue Ocean strategy to attract more patients, as well as talk about some of the challenges of marketing to various audiences amongst fierce competition. If you want more practice marketing resources, check out our website at www.messenger.md. We're always sharing helpful tips and know-how to help you improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. That's all for today's episode. I'm Crawford Ifland. See you next week.